This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. In New York, Mayor Michael Bloomberg unveiled his preliminary budget for next year. And unless something changes, Bloomberg predicts, New Yorkers will pay more in taxes and more than 20,000 city employees could lose their jobs. Here's NPR's Robert Smith.
There is a classic strategy to presenting a proposed city budget. You have to make it realistic enough to actually implement, but frightening enough so that hopefully someone, somewhere, will come to your rescue. Mayor Bloomberg has the scary part down.
New York City, we're forecasting 300,000 job losses. It is very worrisome. If you have this number of jobs lost, revenues go down.
Luckily, the city saw it coming and last fall cut $2 billion from its budget. Now comes the really hard part. Bloomberg has to make up $4 billion more in next year's budget.
You can only get so much blood out of a stone. And after that, this is a headcount thing.
Which, of course, is a polite way of saying layoffs. Mayor Bloomberg painted the picture of New York City in the year 2010. A smaller police force, fewer sanitation workers picking up more garbage on every route, fire engines with four men instead of five. And as for the classrooms, well, the state of New York will cut hundreds of millions of dollars in school funding for New York City, and Bloomberg says he has little choice on how to make that up.
What does the $770 million translate to? Well, it translates to roughly 14,000 teachers.
Holding a budget gun to the head of city teachers has a way of getting people's attention. And Bloomberg did have some ransom demands. The federal government or the state could step up and provide more money. City unions could make concessions on health care and pensions. And he could raise the city's sales tax by 0.25%. But the future of those 14,000 teachers and the other city workers, Bloomberg said, is essentially out of his hands.
Nobody knows what the economy's going to do, the state's going to do, or the federal government's going to do.
At least New Yorkers can't say they weren't warned. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.